We're here at the Yahoo booth. Will?
Aldrich.
Yahoo Photos. Tell us what you guys got here. I mean, everyone knows Yahoo, obviously. Number one portal on the planet. What are you showing here?
So we're here showing the new Yahoo Photos beta. And so Yahoo Photos is the world's largest photo site, number one. 30 million unique users last month. We figured what better way to celebrate our success than by starting over with a brand new product. But I'm sort of kidding, but the big themes that we're showing in the new Yahoo Photos beta are, first off, the elegance and power of a desktop UI on the web for the first time. So if you've played the new Yahoo Mail beta, we think that this is going to do for your photos what that does for your mail.
Yeah, so it's very Ajax-y, right?
Ajax is pretty heavily used in the application. It works across both Mac and PC, across any browser. You don't have to install anything fancy. But once you start using it, you've got drag and drop, just like you would on the desktop. You've got inline editing, so you don't have to reload the page if you want to change the name of your photo. So, second big theme, capitalizing on the success of Flickr with tagging to bring metadata and tagging to the mass market audience.
So how is this different than Flickr, or is it Flickr repackaged?
Flickr and Photos will continue to be independent products for the future, and what we're showing here is actually incorporating some of the best concepts of Flickr, but bringing them out to a mass market audience to make it a little bit simpler.
So Flickr will still be around, right?
Yes,
the Flickr community. Okay,
absolutely. And we love that community, and we love what they do. And
this is an extension of Flickr. They're segmented differently, right?
It's a different market segment, absolutely. And so this is much more targeted at kind of the wired mom, or more of the mass consumer, rather than the
kind of alpha geeks,
early adopter alpha geek. Yeah. So what we're saying is tagging. It's not just for geeks anymore.
Yeah.
And
tagging works.
Tagging is a pretty powerful idea, and we think that by exposing tags via things like smart albums, let you do dynamic playlists of photos that, based on your tags or your ratings of photos, you can go in and actually include photos from your friends' collection in the smart albums too. So, pretty fun ways to use your tags and your metadata that we think will make a lot of sense.
So, what are you showing here on the screen? You mentioned it's a real robust desktop environment. What do you got?
So, here in the All Photos view, we see all the pictures in our collection, no matter what album they're in. Of course, I can go back and look at my albums if
and
I want.
People upload them. Yahoo's got storage. They provide storage for users, right?
Exactly.
No cost.
It's got free, unlimited storage. All that we ask is that you log into Yahoo once every 6 months.
Unlimited storage?
That's correct. So here...
Whoa, that is very cool. You just drag them all down. Very Ajax-y. Nice.
And then I've dragged them and dropped them into this tray where I can visualize my selection. Now, if I scroll down here, I scroll away from my tray, I can select more photos... My tray comes down to meet me. So this is...
So cool. All right, so there's a lot of interaction on the screen. So it's completely static. Screen is gone, which has been a big complaint from users. I select it, then I got to hit the scroll bar. I lose my select. It deselects, and I got to go back and select again, which is a pain in the ass.
Exactly. So this gives you not only drag and drop, but also persistence. So your selection stays with you if you go from one page to the next.
Yeah. Misclick. I mean, that is such an unproductive thing.
I know.
The misclick.
It's a disaster. So in addition to the drag and drop stuff that we're showing here, and we can just clear our selection by blowing it away, we can hover over the name of a photo, click, type a new name. This is a photo of Target, the Target dog, whose name is Bullseye. So we just renamed it, and boom, no reload. The rename has been done right in line. So in addition to this, we can go down, add a tag to a photo in line, no reload. Then we can actually see, let's actually take a look at the tag cloud. This is similar to a thing that you actually see in Flickr. So this is actually showing the larger tags are ones that are appear more frequently in my account. So we'll click on the Demo God tag. So here I can show you how to save as a smart album. Now, in addition to smart albums, you can see here we've got our friends' photos. We can link down and look at our friends' photos.
It's kind of very 360-like in a way,
absolutely.
Sharing. Kind of Yahoo 360 way.
Once you're there, you can add comments. You can add tags if you want to help your friends organize their pictures. And then, in addition to your friends' photos, we can launch Yahoo Messenger's blockbuster photo sharing feature, which has been a big success recently, and right from the site immediately. So your community, the way you want it, beyond the browser.
Okay, final word. What's the bumper sticker for Yahoo Photos? What do you tell people out there?
Making it easier every day.
It's easier every day. Simplicity.
Yep, it's got to be easy.
So, photos.yahoo.com.
That's exactly right. Go to photos.yahoo.com, sign up for a free account, unlimited storage. beautiful prints that you can pick up in an hour from Target.
Unlimited storage, totally cool. So the only caveat is they got to sign up for Yahoo, right?
That's right.
All right. Will, thanks a lot for the podcast. Yeah.